Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, hop on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and the plans from the transport sector. So hold a seat, we'll soon come back. One already! Residents of Lionel Town and surrounding areas in Clarendon, look out for roadworks continuing in your area. The National Works Agency, NWA, has completed about 15% of the work to repair the Dawkins Pen to Lionel Town to Bustamante to Racecourse Roadway. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson, says nearly 6 kilometers of roadway will be targeted for repair.
To be overlaid with asphaltic concrete, we'll be doing some drain cleaning, installing HDPE pipe culvert. These are high-density polyurethane pipe, plastic pipes. We'll be constructing some 150 meters of concrete U-drains, constructing some sidewalks, doing some critical areas such as the Alley Primary School, the Alley Basic School, and pedestrian crossing at the Lionel Town Hospital, Watson Town Primary School, and the St. Margaret Basic School, as well as the roadwork will be complete with road markings.
Work started on this project in January and is expected to be completed in June. A community meeting was held at the Watson Town Primary School on Thursday, March 8, to educate residents on the work being done. The work in Lionel Town is part of 50 medium-sized projects being completed under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. This project is a continuation of work started in Dawkins Pen a few years before and is one of 5 works currently being executed in Clarendon valued at $700 million. Other areas targeted for repairs in the parish, including the Dawkins Pen project, are Whiteshop to Banana Ground, Cocker Piece to Alexandria, and Paisley to May Pen. Motorists are being advised to obey posted warning signs and flagmen. Did you know that the NWA is responsible for over 5,000 roads across the island? To learn more about the National Works Agency and their plans to improve our roads, visit their website at nwa.gov.jm or visit their Facebook page at National Works Agency Jamaica. And now for 60 seconds to road safety. Pedestrians account for a third of road traffic fatalities. These fatalities can be avoided by pedestrians taking precautions including crossing the road at spots where there are stop signs, traffic lights, crosswalks, and where all vehicular traffic is visible. Staying on the sidewalk if available. If there are no adequate sidewalks, walk on the left side so you have a clear view of oncoming motorists. Look right, left, and then right again for traffic before crossing at a crosswalk. Never assume that a vehicle is going to stop for you. Wear light or bright colored clothing at night. Avoid dark colored clothing, especially at dusk and at nights. This tip was brought to you by the Road Safety Unit. And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, CLR load, go on, do your thing. And go on, go do it!
Hi, I'm Simone, and living with a disability doesn't stop me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the Heart Church NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
Heart Trust through the NYS has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the March 31 deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning or National Youth Service office near you or call 754-9816.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.